Welcome to Sincerely Trish. This is an uplifting show based on a few life stories, faith, and a lot of years of experience on this earth. It's a show that will bring inspiration and hope to all who have ever felt something in this life that does not seem fair or possible. Let's begin.
Welcome to episode number 28. This is Sincerely Trish. I love doing this show. It's not for the money. My motivation is not the money. There's no money involved in this. I'm not even sure how large my audience is. I have a simple motivation, and that's the love of my daughter. A love that bursts open and floods me with love and memories. And I want to share them with you so we all can live our best self. Today, I have the pleasure to visit with France Stevenson. France is a lawyer and a wonderful teammate, competitor, motivator of Natalie and to many others. I hope you all had a beautiful Easter. And we just finished celebrating this beautiful season. And we received this message that Christ calls us to live life, and to live with his great hope. If we really believe in the promises of Christ, if we believe it, then we live it, and we live in that happiness and that joy, and we fight evil with laughter. The devil doesn't want us to have any hope. The devil wants us to live in darkness and in pain and in despair. But you fight evil with joy and humor. And Natalie did just that. When she was on this earth, she was filled with so much love and laughter. She had so much light around her. She had so much promise and gave us all so much hope for the future. That is what we're called to do, to live joyfully, lovingly, kindly. Think of how our little actions can make differences. A couple of episodes ago, I interviewed Polly, who's my next-door neighbor, and she had a very positive influence on us on Easter. She said, "Listen, at 12 noon, let's get out there and have an egg hunt for the kids. Everybody fill up your plastic eggs. We'll hide them everywhere." It turned out to be an absolutely gorgeous day. I mean, this is even in March. It was beautiful. And I thought, wow, I don't have any kids, but whatever. I'm going to get out there. I'm going to hide 20 plastic eggs. And it just gave me this wonderful feeling to see our street working together, to see all the children. And a funny thing is I go out to hide one in the bushes, and I see a wine bottle, and I'm like mortified. I'm thinking, oh my goodness, look at this. Some young kid probably just threw this wine bottle in my bushes. So Polly is so fantastic. She said, "Okay, before we start the egg hunt, I want you to know that there are eggs for all the children, but there are also an adult egg hunt, and there are 20 bottles of wine on the street." I thought, yes, I know where one is. Don't go near my bushes. All right, I got one saved. So one person can make a big difference, and you can be that person. None of us ever had an egg hunt on our street before, and Polly just started it, just casually, and just gave us all like a wonderful afternoon before we all sat down for our dinner. So I do want to thank you and encourage you all to just do something to make a difference. Yesterday, Caroline and I went to see the movie Zootopia. And we kind of did that in honor of Natalie, but we really respect the people who come up with these fabulous movies for kids that have great messages. Maybe it's Monster Inc. Maybe it's Lion King. There are so many wonderful movies, Toy Story. And I so remember Natalie loving the movie Tangled, loving the movie Frozen, loving the movie Ice Age. She did not care that she was older and still wanted to go see quote-unquote kid movies. That didn't define her. She didn't care if she wasn't considered cool. She had that zest and that love of life and that innocence about her. And God wants us to always have that childlike innocence. listening to Natalie sing out loud all the time in the car. Laughter. She didn't care if she knew all the words. Our message today is a little bit like that. I speak to France. She has memories of Natalie and memories of herself and how they didn't let age define them, that they stayed young. And France, who is now a practicing attorney, is still competing and swimming. We are never too old to go to a G-rated movie. We are never too old to go swimming and to compete. We are never too old to go on an Easter egg hunt. One of the things about France is she had a very distinctive look on deck, and the young ladies on the team loved it, and of course the gentlemen did too. She would wear a spandex-type legging with sneakers on the deck, and I'm going to ask France where she got that look, because let's take this back a few years, okay? This is probably the year 2000, maybe 2002, 2003, and it was a while back, and she developed this look on the Titans.
So the look was socks, sneakers, and spandex.
And with the bathing suit on.
With the bathing suit on. Mm-hmm. And it was kind of coming along as a look in Canada, but it wasn't here yet, or at least at Titans. But I really appreciate that outfit because the sneakers made me feel really fast, like an athlete. And the spandex just... it didn't soak up the water the way the track suits did. It wasn't cold the way shorts would be. And I started wearing it at Titans, and soon after, it became very popular. And I feel like it's still a look.
That's an important message, because you have more influence than you think. People look at you and people notice. So here, France started a trend on the Titans by wearing the spandex and the sneakers, making everybody feel fast. And we all have to remember that we have more influence than we even think. Another thing about France is she kept swimming. She kept swimming even after she graduated from UB. And that was an incredible role model. That was a loud statement to everybody to keep swimming. Like, swimming is so great, you don't have to give it up. And she would keep going on big swim meets and keep going on and being on the team. And she did not care that she was on a relay with a 12-year-old. Why does age not matter to you, France?
One great thing with Titans were the people. It didn't matter if you were older, younger, as long as you had a positive attitude and you tried your best and swam fast. So swimming on Titans enabled me to swim through law school because I never felt like I was too old for it. Those were all social constructs that I just didn't buy into, and no one at Titans did either, none of the coaches, none of the swimmers. And it was really great, too, because even with younger teammates, I could learn a lot from them, and they are very influential. I remember sharing many relays with Natalie and Alex Dockstadter and Marissa, and I remember being on relays with Natalie, and one of the lessons I took from her, despite her being a fair bit younger than me, was sharing in each other's victories and joys and being able to push each other and be excited and happy when we succeeded as a team or when your friends succeeded as individuals. And Titans was a really great atmosphere for that, and it didn't matter how old you were or how young you were. Everyone could share that.
That is so great. I love that, because sometimes people think that swimming is a very individual sport, but you're right. When you have that energy and you can get excited when your friend wins an event, because if your friend wins an event, you win an event too, because you were with her training and you were in that lane. And I think that that's a lot of the energy that they had on the Titans. It was, I am so happy that I was there for it, to experience it, to see the great relays, and that you were really the first group that elevated the team to go on to swim like a national meet. And I'm going to include a picture of you and Natalie on an airplane, and I want you to tell me who was on that airplane and how most girls would be giggly over a famous star, but you guys were excited about a fellow swimmer.
I remember after Nationals, Natalie and I flew back to Buffalo together because the rest of our teammates were staying in Indiana for Junior Nationals. So we were together, and we had a layover at BWI, and heading to BWI, Katie Hoff, who's an Olympic swimmer, fantastic athlete, was on our plane, and Natalie and I were just so excited that she was on our plane. We couldn't believe it. We were giggling. She was a few rows up from us, and we were trying to act all cool and nonchalant about it, but we were really excited.
Those memories are just really great, and I think that when I think about swimming and the positive lessons you can learn from it, that you can influence people, that you can make people feel good, that you can be a role model, and that you're all winning when you swim together, are really wonderful lessons. France, just let us know how you're doing and how you are being your best self, because I know that you feel like I do, that we are just here on this earth for a short time. We want to make sure that we make a difference.
I think something important in being your best self, at least to me, is letting down your guard and not worrying about what other people think. And I never felt too old to be still swimming. And now I try to carry that with me. So I try to not let that bother me, whether I'm too old, whether I'm too this, too that. I just do what I love and enjoy the experiences. Another way I try to live my best life is surround myself with people who inspire me and hopefully I can inspire too. I still spend a lot of time with my former Titans teammates and we still swim together. And I think that spending time with positive people in your life who you can learn from and hopefully trying to be a good version of yourself so maybe they can take something from you too has helped me, at least helped me try to succeed in living my best life.
I'm so thankful to be Natalie's mom. She opened up a world to me, introduced me to so much, including this beautiful friend named France. Thank you for inspiring others, for letting your guard down, for keeping your state of mind looking up. And thank you, France, by not being concerned about what other people think and surrounding yourself with positive people. I'll see you next Tuesday on Sincerely Trish.
Thanks for listening to Sincerely Trish. Each and every Tuesday, a new show is aired on PoodleWalker.com. Lead by example, live to inspire, and let your light shine.